running a little bit over. WER ran a little bit over, so we'll get our traffic and weather together on the fives, which is be at the 11s right now. Gracie, go ahead, Gracie.
Well, our roads are looking good right now. We do have typical afternoon traffic that's going to be northbound on 29. If you're going towards Muskogee Road, expect to sit at that light for a bit and some typical afternoon slowdowns on 98. See something else, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. Traffic update brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. Call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Now let's hear from Joe with our weather.
Yeah, Gracie, right now 81 degrees. Overnight tonight, some patchy fog in the forecast, 30% chance of a thunderstorm throughout the overnight hours. Fog, partly cloudy overnight. Good news, though, for the Mother's Day weekend, Saturday and Sunday, both looking really nice with plenty of sunshine and highs in the mid-80s. That's a look at your Channel 3 First Warning weather forecast.
Thanks, Joe. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. Right here on News Radio. Joe, what do we have going on in our local headlines?
Yeah, so we heard from Santa Rosa County leaders yesterday talking about the land development code. This has been something that if you've paid any attention to public comment, especially over the last few county commission meetings, this is been hearing from a lot of residents. They did yesterday. I mean, they were in meetings for all pretty much all day yesterday talking about different proposals. One of the ones that stands out is the current code, which does not allow businesses that serve alcohol to be within 2,500 feet of a church or school. Chairman Colton Wright is bringing up a change to that for his district, District 5, mainly consisting of the Highway 98 corridor, because frankly, he just says that there are businesses that are being kind of spooked off by the code, not wanting to come to this area of Santa Rosa County because of the particular code. There's just not enough room given the just sheer volume of churches and schools. A bit of a scary situation this morning involving an SUV and also a van carrying students of the S.L. Jones Christian Academy. FHP says an accident at around 7 this morning on Longleaf Drive led to a 17-year-old driver of an SUV being cited for failure to yield. The crash involving the Academy van led to 9 students as well as 2 adults being taken to a local hospital, thankfully both with minor injuries. More news headlines coming up after the break. 5:20, it's the news hour in Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on, or the news hour of Pensacola right here on News Radio 92.3. Got a few texts here rolling in about Trump. One of the big stories, of course, that came out. Trump is, the jury has found him liable for sexual battery and defamation, but not rape. And so there, but Trump, despite that, Trump's going to appeal this decision. He's come out and basically said he does not feel like he can get a fair trial in New York City, no matter what, anyway, which is something at the beginning of this trial. If you remember, I even stated that I'm afraid that a lot of these jurors already have their mind made up without even hearing the evidence. I got a text here says, wow, the woman Trump was supposedly sexually assaulted must have suffered so much. 25 years later, she sues. Sounds fishy to me. That conviction just got Trump 1 million more supporters. I smell a rat. Another text says, what a witch hunt. Another text, so Trump was found liable for assault. The victim gets $5 million. Guilty refers to being responsible for committing an offense, while liable means being legally responsible for something, such as a debt or obligation. Sounds like he owes her money for the grope. That makes her sound like a high-dollar hooker. Oh, boy. Continuing on with the text, a civil suit seeks financial compensation for an offense. She didn't bother with a criminal case until after the statute of limitations. Never reported it or gathered evidence. Yeah, there's a lot of things right there. I get it. Here's another text. It says, first question, was this case a civil suit or a criminal trial? It was a civil suit. The bar is pretty low for finding guilt or liability on a civil case. Or let me phrase that a different way. The standard is not as high. Right, thank you very much for all those texts. Speaking of text, if you would like to win a pair of tickets to go see Showtime, this is coming up at the Pensacola Children's Chorus. It's a Broadway-style extravaganza featuring music from nearly every genre. Well, it's coming up May 12th through the 14th at the Pensacola Singer Theater. If you would like a pair of tickets to go see Showtime, just text in Showtime to to 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620. Text in Showtime to that number, and you could have a chance to win. Right now, let's get traffic and weather together on the fives.
Roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110, but 29, if you're headed northbound towards Muskogee Road, expect some slow-moving traffic. Again, that's going to be in the northbound direction. See something else on the roads? Make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. Joe, can we get a quick update on weather?
Yeah, certainly can. 81 degrees right now. Overnight tonight, just a 30% chance of thunderstorms and patchy fog as well. You got to be on the lookout for if you're out and about tonight. Overnight low is going to be 69 degrees. Pretty much the exact same forecast for Wednesday and Thursday as we've had today. So pretty consistent. The weekend, though, looks a lot better. Sunny sky is expected Saturday and Sunday. Gracie?
Thanks so much, Joe. This is your traffic and weather together right here on News Radio 92.3. And this report is sponsored by Fresh from Florida Shoppers. This is your local sweet corn farmer letting you know that sweet corn is in season. You can learn more at followfromfreshfromflorida.com from Florida Department of Agriculture. Well, it's National Teachers Day, and Ron DeSantis did a lot statewide. Right, Joe?
He did, signing several education-related bills today. The goal really to empower teachers both financially and then in the classrooms as well. He is committing to approve $1 billion in teacher pay raises. Also the Teacher's Bill of Rights, which the state is passing to empower teachers to preserve safety and order in classrooms, and giving them the presumption of acting lawfully when breaking up fights and preventing assaults. Other bills that the governor signed relating to education include reducing term limits from 12 to 8 years for school board members. Also, the teacher union dues that are automatically withdrawn from paychecks. That is no longer in vogue in the state, as it cannot be automatically deducted. If the teacher wants to do that, they can, but it is not an automatic deduction now. Also, the State Department of Education approving over 60 social study textbooks today after many were initially rejected over objectionable content such as political indoctrination. In many cases, publishers tweaking the content after an initial review from the state. Politico says that Governor DeSantis took the biggest step to date, a biggest concrete sign so far that his candidacy is imminent. This centering around the state political committee Friends of Ron DeSantis. State law says DeSantis cannot use money raised for the committee in a federal race. So today, DeSantis cut off his relationship with that committee. So again, Politico saying this is the most concrete sign so far that DeSantis plans to enter the race. Bobby, a really quick note on President Trump, of course, talking about, you know, when we might hear from him. He's talked on social media, the Truth Social Network. This just coming in is that he is going to be appearing on a presidential town hall tomorrow night on CNN. This just a day after, of course, being found liable in a civil case for abuse and defamation. So former President Trump set to appear on CNN tomorrow. After the Fox News update, you've got Your Money Now, which is brought to you by Alpha Star Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. Alpha Star Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
Hour of Pensacola right now, right here on News Radio 92.3. You'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Let's go ahead and get traffic and weather together on the fives.
Roadways are looking good on I-10 and I-110, but we do have slow-moving traffic. If you're headed northbound on 29 near Muskogee Road, expect to sit there for just a bit. If you see something on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. Traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors, which is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola and located on Beverly Parkway. Now let's get a look at our weather.
Should be a pretty mild evening tonight, Gracie. 81 degrees is the current temperature. Do have a 30% chance of some a pop-up thunderstorm overnight. Patchy fog as well, 69 for the low. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday's forecast looks pretty much the same, right around a 20 to 30% chance of a thunderstorm. Highs are going to be in the low to mid-80s. Things get a lot better for the weekend, though, where Saturday and Sunday are not showing any chances of rain currently, so things looking pretty good for this coming Mother's Day weekend. Gracie?
Sounds awesome. Thanks so much, Joe. This is your traffic and weather together right here on News Radio 92.3. Bobby, can we get our top three stories?
Yeah, the jury has found Trump liable of sexual battery and defamation, but not rape. And he's been ordered to pay E. Jean Carroll $5 million. Trump calls the case a continuation of the greatest witch hunt of all time. Of course, he will appeal this. But he also said that he doesn't feel like he can get a fair trial in New York. President Biden is meeting with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy over the debt ceiling standoff. McCarthy told NBC News that he will reject any White House effort for a short-term debt deal extension. Biden says he will not negotiate directly over the debt limit, though. And Tucker Carlson has made his announcement. He's got his new show. It will be on Twitter. And he says it's going to be the same kind of show he's been doing for the past 6 years, but now it will be on Twitter. So apparently, I was saying this earlier, I thought that was kind of a weird platform that you'd be doing that. Well, apparently Twitter did just recently launch where you can post video, like long form videos on it. Like, this is a very new thing they just did. And Elon Musk, like minutes before, like, well, I'll say a couple hours before Tucker announced that he was going to be doing a show on Twitter, Elon Musk retweeted a quote hot take from @guy dealership, where this guy says Twitter can be the world's number one podcast platform in less than 90 days. And he goes on and says that he posted on there and got 400% more listeners in 1 week. And he goes, but there's some more upgrades that are needed. It's things like picture in picture, speed up, slow down, 10 second rewind, fast forward, ability to listen with phones closed, and add a podcast tab to the profile. Elon Musk retweeted that and said, yep. So, oh, okay. Getting, and then, like I said, within a couple of hours, Tucker Carlson posts his video. Within 15 minutes, it had 2 million views. So, yeah, maybe that now maybe we're getting a little bit more direction of where Elon Musk is going with
kind
Twitter
of a one-stop social media stop there, I guess, what it sounds like. I'm curious to know, like, if this would be maybe like a subscription thing where you got to pay to access the show, or if it's just, you know, readily accessible, because, I mean, Twitter would still be able to get money from advertisers, right, just the amount of eyeballs that are coming onto the platform. So, yeah.
Be interesting to see what right there. Maybe they're going to be expanding the Twitter Blue to be, you want to have a podcast, you got to pay us for it. You know, I don't know. We'll see what he's planning on doing with it. But that's kind of an interesting little string of events that happened right there. What do we got going on here locally? I saw here, Joe, I saw we got some students that might be injured in an accident.
Yeah, minor injuries, thankfully, but no doubt a scary situation this morning. FHP says a 17-year-old driver of an SUV was cited for failure to yield. A crash involving the SUV and a van from SL Jones Christian Academy called in at around 7 this morning. 9 students as well as 2 adults taken to a local hospital. Again, injuries were minor in that one. Mayor D.C. Reeves, we told you yesterday, his press conference this afternoon provided some important updates there, one of which is the city is working on addressing, I don't know if it's a concern yet, if it's that level, but it's one of the growing pains is what Mayor D.C. Reeves said regarding the Blake Doyle skate park. There was an exchange with him and Council President Delarian Wiggins yesterday about, you know, hey, when is the park supposed to close? Because Wiggins says that, you know, he'll drive by at night and, you know, there can be upwards of, you know, dozen 60 skaters, some odd skaters still using the park after dusk. And so Reeves says that this week they're working on additional security measures and trying to enforce the hours of dawn until dusk at the skate park as well. Also, Escambia County commissioners.
So they basically just don't want you at the skate park at night.
After dusk.
Gets dark.
Yeah, but he said, you know, a challenge is that, you know, there's no gate, there's no fencing because of the size of the park. It's just too expensive. But they leave the lights on, you know, for security purposes. So, you know, can I guess kind of give the impression that, hey, the skate park's still open because there's lights out, you know, lighting it up. So we'll have
I do know here in the Pensacola area, a lot of people go out. I mean, I'll go down to the basketball courts and they're playing late at night on the basketball courts and in the public basketball courts and stuff. So there's a lot of people in our community who are used to doing things, you know, later. And of course, in the winter when it gets darker earlier, that'll, I'm sure that might change some things too. But all right, go ahead.
Escambia County Commissioners and City Council hearing from a national homeless expert today, Dr. Joe Savage with the Interagency Council on Homelessness. He was with the council and commissioners this morning. He's going to be at CivicCon at about 15 minutes from now doing the same presentation, talking about what the federal government is doing to address homelessness. We told you in our reporting about a month ago that he was going to be coming at the invitation of Mayor D.C. Reeves there. Escambia Sheriff's Office is going to be featured on COPS this coming Friday. They, along with Nye County Sheriff's Office in Nevada and Riverside County, California, are going to be featured. New episodes each Friday at 5 p.m. on the Fox Nation streaming service. Gracie, Governor DeSantis signing a lot of education-related bills today. Also, it seems like we got a resolution regarding what was going on at the DMVs.
Oh, yes. So to start off with the DMVs, they did get it a little bit fixed for today. So DMV systems are back online, and the State Department of Highway Services and Motor Vehicles say that yesterday's outages were affected driver's license and motor vehicle operations. They didn't explain what the issue was, so hopefully it doesn't happen again. So hopefully it's resolved and won't happen again. But today, Ron DeSantis did do a lot for teachers and education, with a lot of those related to the bills he signed. So one implements Teachers' Bill of Right, which is empowering teachers to preserve safety and order in classrooms, giving them a way to act lawfully when breaking up fights and preventing assaults. And House Bill 477 reduces terms limits to 12 years to 8 years for school board members. And the Senate Bill 256 bans teachers' union dues by being deducted directly from employees' paychecks. And he also announced that he is going to approve more than $1 billion for teacher pays. So that's going to be awesome for teachers. In other news, Ron DeSantis also takes a key step for announcing possibly his presidential run. So today, DeSantis cuts off his relationship with the state political committee, Friends of Ron DeSantis. So the PAC on its website now says that it's affiliated with state senator Blaze, and then also rather than Ron DeSantis. So Politico says that most of the concrete signs concrete signs so far for his candidacy. So the state laws also say that Ron DeSantis can't use that money to for any federal races. Taking a look at our roads, I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90 also looking good. So if you see something else, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. And let's get a quick look at our weather.
Yeah, right now we're at 81 degrees, 69 for the low tonight, just a 30% chance of a thunderstorm, patchy fog as well. Wednesday, pretty much identical forecast to what we had today, 83 degrees for the forecast at high, 30% chance of a thunderstorm, otherwise partly sunny skies throughout. Gracie?
Thanks so much, Joe. This is your traffic and weather together right here on News Radio 92.3. Bobby, we did get some updates with the subway chokehold that happened a couple weeks ago.
So 11 people were arrested as protesters continue over the subway chokehold death in New York City. Police found Molotov cocktails among the protesters. Okay. and so they made arrests at the Broadway Lafayette station. That's the spot where Jordan Neely was put in the chokehold and died after passengers say he was acting out and was acting threatening to riders. And so that happened there as well. Then the Republican Congressman James Comer says tomorrow will be Judgment Day and a bad day for the Biden family. So today all the news is about Trump, 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 Trump. But tomorrow it might be all about the Biden family. He says he's going to unveil additional information surrounding the family's overseas business dealings. The Justice Department is considering whether to charge Hunter Biden on tax-related charges at the same time. So tomorrow could be a big day, or it could be a big nothing burger. I guess we'll find out. Joe, we've got some NBA playoffs tonight, NHL playoffs, and some baseball. What's going on?
Yeah, very busy night in sports. Doubleheaders in both the NBA and NHL. On TNT, 6:30, the Celtics and the 76ers. After that, just amazing game on Sunday. The series is tied at 2 games apiece. The series now back in Boston for Game 5. Meanwhile, on the Western Conference, the Nuggets and the Suns are tied at 2 games. The series is back in Denver now. 9 o'clock start on TNT as well. NHL, 6 o'clock, so just 12 minutes away. The New Jersey Devils and the Carolina Hurricanes squaring off there. The Hurricanes leading 2-1. The nightcap will be the Seattle Kraken versus the Dallas Stars. The Kraken, surprisingly, with a 2-1 series lead there. The Tampa Bay Rays already with a 1-0 lead in the first inning over the Orioles. Later games on TBS, so national television for the Braves as they host the Red Sox, and the Giants take on the Nationals at 8:45 on ESPN+. And at 8:40 tonight, the Marlins and the Diamondbacks will square off in Arizona. Elsewhere, you know, we told you yesterday the NFL schedule was going to be formally released on Thursday, but we expected some leaks regarding some individual games. Well, the first significant leak came from the mother of Travis and Jason Kelce, posting on social media this afternoon the Chiefs and the Eagles rematch in the Super Bowl will be Week 2. And then also the Munich-Germany game in November will feature the Chiefs and the Chicago Bears. So a couple of key matchups being leaked today. Henry Ruggs III expected to plead guilty to charges tied to the deadly car crash he caused back in 2021. If the judge accepts the deal, he is expected to serve between 3 and 10 years in prison. That's expected to be done tomorrow. And Hall of Fame basketball coach Denny Crum died today. He was led the Louisville Cardinals to a couple of national championships during his career. Gracie. 79-year-old Robert De Niro.
Yep. Busy man.
Is a new dad?
Yep, that's right. He is welcoming his 7th child today. Page Six reports that the 79-year-old didn't reveal that who the mother of the child is, but his girlfriend was showing off a baby bump last month. So his eldest child is 51 years old and his youngest is 11, and then he has a new baby today. So 79, busy guy. But in other pop culture news, actor Jonathan Majors appears in court virtually today. This is over some harassment and assault charges. So the Creed 3 and Ant-Man star, we were just talking about this last week, was on the rise of his professionally when he was arrested in March on strangulation and assault and harassment charges after a domestic violence dispute with a 30-year-old woman. And then it came out that additional women came forward with more allegations. So we'll see how that happens. That was his first. That was his time in court today, appeared virtually. And then in country music news, Morgan Wallen canceled 6 weeks of shows. He came to Instagram on his account explaining that he had some bad news from his doctor. He has to be on vocal rest, and he is going to cancel his shows for the next 6 weeks, he was off for 10 days, then he performed 3 shows, and now he's off for 6 weeks to get his vocal cords, I guess, rested up for the rest of his tour.
Didn't he canceled one like close by here, didn't he?
Yeah, so he can't. Well, it's kind of big news because he canceled a show in at Old Miss minutes before he was supposed to go on. So his opener opened up, and then they're thinking he's going to come out. He doesn't come out. So there was kind of some drama.
It was somewhere close because I had some friends around here that they were posting on social media. They were so
everyone was so mad
because they were there waiting, and all
so
of a sudden,
what's the refund policy on that? Like if the openers start,
it's supposed to be completely getting refunded, but I mean, some people buy tickets separately. Yeah. Well, everyone's mad because we were waiting for you to come on. Like if you're going to cancel it the morning of, maybe we wouldn't have come here or whatever. He's kind of in and out of sobriety. So maybe some people were saying like he was drunk. Wow. So
that's what I had heard. Yeah. He was drunk. And He's too drunk to come on stage, but now I guess it turns out.
Who was it?
Vocal cords.
The not this past Final Four, but the year before when North Carolina was playing Duke. There was a country artist that a big North Carolina fan canceled a concert because he's like, hey, I'm just going to be honest with you guys. I want to go watch the game.
I think it was Eric Church.
That sounds right.
It was Eric Church. Right. So he canceled because he said this is a big deal. Yeah. And some people were like, oh, I get that. Everyone else was like, that was supposed to go to the concert, was just completely upset about it.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, we're going to get a quick break. We come back here. We got some more local, national, state, and pop culture and sports stories for you right here on the News Hour on News Radio 92.3. The News Hour of Pensacola right now. Let's go ahead and get traffic and weather together on the fives.
Roadways are looking good right now on I-10 and I-110. If you're headed northbound on 29, though, expect slow-moving traffic at Muskogee Road. This is going to be due to an accident, again, northbound on 29. Let's get a quick look at our weather from Joe Ford.
Grace, you may get a stray thunderstorm tonight, just a 30% chance. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies, some patchy fog as well, a low of 69 degrees. Basically, what we had in the weather is going to be the same story Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 20 to 30% chance of thunderstorms. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy skies. Overnight lows going to be right around 70 with partly cloudy skies as well. Looks a lot better, though, for the Mother's Day weekend with sunny skies. Highs in the mid-80s both Saturday and Sunday, Gracie.
Thanks so much, Joe. If you see something on the road, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. And this is Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. Bobby, the biggest story, of course, is Trump for today. But what are the rest of our top three stories?
So, the big story, Trump has found liable for sexual battery and defamation, but not rape. And he's been ordered to pay E. Jean Carroll $5 million. He says the case is a continuation of the greatest witch hunt of all time. He will appeal it. President Biden is going to meet with congressional leaders on the debt ceiling as the default looms. And Tucker Carlson announces that his new show is going to be on Twitter. Got a couple of things in the health area. There's a new screening for breast cancer, Joe. I saw this a little bit earlier. Tell us a little bit more details about this new guidance for screening for breast cancer.
Yeah, this coming from the U.S. Preventative Service Task Force saying women with average risk should be screened every other year between the ages of 40 and 74 before the recommendations suggested women should begin screening at 50 unless they had higher risk factors. A possible meteorite struck a home in New Jersey yesterday. The suspected space object crashed into a house in Hopewell Township yesterday, piercing the roof and the ceiling before landing on a hardwood floor. Police say it was about the size of a large avocado. There were people home, but thankfully nobody was hurt. Bobby, of course, Trump, the big story today. He is set to appear in a CNN presidential town hall tomorrow night. So it'll be his first public appearance since this all went down. So it'll be interesting to see what, if anything, additional he has to say other than what he put out there on Truth Social earlier today. In Florida, DMV systems back online. The Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles said the outages affected driver's license and motor vehicle operations. No idea what the cause was. A substitute teacher at Eustis Middle School in Lake County was charged with child abuse after, get this, a seventh grade student took a hit off of her vape pen. The student told investigators that Jennifer Hale asked him if he wanted a hit. He took it, and she told him not to report it. Allegedly, of course.
Allegedly, yes.
All seventh right, grader with a vape.
Next hour here on the News Hour, we've got some more local, state, national news for you as we continue to scour our press releases, the news releases, and other news that are breaking at this time. We'll let you know what they are coming up next.